The repairs on the Fairgrounds Coliseum will take a while to complete, and Gander Mountain Store in Springfield will likely stay open after all, it appears. We'll talk more about that. I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with the Coliseum, the state fair facility. Repairs could take as many as 2 years to complete and about $4 million. Is that right?
That's correct. We've been finding out little by little since the Coliseum was shut down in October, just how bad the deterioration was that prompted them to close that down for safety reasons. And the latest report was from the Illinois Capital Development Board. They awarded an emergency $600,000 contract for a backup horse show arena, because of the Coliseum obviously not being available. But in that, they said it would take at least 2 years and between $3 and $4 million to make all of the repairs needed to restore that more than 100-year-old Coliseum. And as you know, Sean, the state simply doesn't have that money right now.
So we're talking 2 years, but we don't know when that could actually even begin, that timetable.
Exactly. There's no state budget. There's no capital budget. So the money just isn't there for the moment. Now, there is a group trying to raise private funds to begin those repairs, and they're just getting started. They'll have their first big fundraiser in June. But the Department of Agriculture is enclosing a former warm-up arena. In fact, it may be ready now to host some of the horse shows. And they're still hoping at least to have enough repairs made that they could reopen the Coliseum next year. But at the moment, that's not even on the schedule. Again, it all comes back to funding, and there just isn't a lot of that to go around right now.
Habitat for Humanity of Sangamon County is now on South 6th Street. Now there's talk that a donut store could be coming to the parking lot.
Habitat for Humanity of Sangamon County moved a couple of years ago there to 6th Street, just a little bit south of Stanford Avenue. They made that move, more space, higher visibility. But one of their early goals when they moved was to sell some of that frontage property for a separate retail development. There is a plan for a strip center there that just got an initial approval from a local zoning board. And the first tenant would be a Dunkin' Donuts. That would be the second location in Springfield. They'd still have to go through some permittings and to get final approval from the Springfield City Council. Now, assuming all of that happens, they're hoping to start construction maybe this spring, certainly early summer. The Dunkin' Donuts owner told us last week he would like to have that open by this fall. And again, that depends on permitting and weather and those types of things.
Well, another store is staying open. We thought was going to be closing Gander Mountain, which is near the Meyer store on the southwest side of Springfield. A new owner, and the new owner says they're going to keep it open and change some things.
You know, Gander Mountain filed for bankruptcy in March. They announced nearly 40 store closings right away that would include Springfield. Well, as part of a bankruptcy asset sale, a company known as Camping World, it's a similar type of company to Gander Mountain, has purchased those assets. And we were talking a little bit on the air, Sean. I had a Twitter press conference, if you will, with the CEO of Camping World, along with a group of other journalists from around the country. And he was explaining their plans for these stores. They at least at this point, Gander Mountain will stay open. It will continue to operate as a Gander Mountain, but would also add RV sales and service. So certainly that's good news for that particular retail complex. And I have to tell you, Sean, it's a bit of an experience in the new world of social media and journalism. But the bottom line is that store is staying.
That's Tim Landis. He's business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.